do the close mouth.
The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Oh, this will be good. Checking in at
number five.
Eyes to the right, 286. The nose to the left, 344. So the nose have it. The nose have it.
That sounds like that guy on CNN that is like the aviation guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That the guy who got naked in Central Park. Right?
Is that why you don't see him on that much anymore?
No.
Aviation
no, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's totally back.
I saw the aviation stories today and I missed him.
No, he's back. He's like a guy that Richard Quest, I think his
name
is.
That's it. Yes.
He's the guy who, like 10 years ago, was in Central Park in New York and like he took his pants off and started doing some, you know, stupid human tricks, you know, with, you know, the stuff underneath the pants.
Weird.
And then immediately went into rehab. This is what I suggested for Jussie Smollett.
It didn't work out. It would have been a good course of action, but turns out it was the wrong advice.
Right. He went into rehab, and now he's got his career back, right? That's what that sounds like. That. Ah, on the right! I don't understand anything that's going on.
Sounds like chaos.
That is the Brexit vote going down again in London. So they couldn't come up with a solution. There were been a number of solutions on the table here for England to figure out how to do this Brexit that they all voted for in the summer of 2016. By a very thin margin, but Brexit passed, Britain leaving the EU, and now they don't know what to do because it's one of those things like we were talking about before. It sounds good. It sounds very satisfying, but it's terrible public and financial and economic policy. But it sounded like a good idea when they did it, and there were enough angry people, because to angry people, anything sounds good that's not whatever the status quo is.
She's in the awkward position because she didn't support it, and now she has to come up with a plan to create Brexit, to make it work.
Populism. I hate populism.
Yeah, even so though now she's going to give it her fourth try, and then she may call for an election and, you know, not be around anymore.
She said she'd quit if they passed it, she'd quit. You don't have to worry about me anymore.
But it isn't her, I don't think. It's just...
It's stupid,
it's
angry, and it's also Putin playing with this thing in the social media there.
Today should have been the day that the United Kingdom left the European Union. That we are not leaving today is a matter of deep personal regret to me. Today we can give the public and businesses the certainty they need. Today we can show we stand by our word. Today we can show that we can come together in the national interest.
Doesn't sound like they're getting anywhere with this.
Eyes to the right, 286. The nose to the left, 344. So the nose have it, the nose have it.
Right, your nose out. Take all those big hand nose. How about everybody sounds drunk?
Yeah, they kind of do. I just keep thinking of body parts, like eyes physically looking to the left and nose point to the left or the right.
It's exactly right. Hold on, I gotta take me knickers off right now and show something to you.
That's how I sounded last night after the event. I was like, why are you talking like that? I'm like, I don't know. Just get me out, bro.
I don't know. Oh, man. All right. Well, good luck to them. I think that.
Good luck. I think it.
It's been fabulous. All right. Here we go.
Number four.
Oh, this is much, you know, the United States, mm-hmm. you know, we're in much better shape than they are there. The president was in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night, and he was having quite an evening. This is his first post-Mueller rally.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew it. You knew it was.
Not happy with the Democrats. No, he's not.
The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit, partisan investigations, or whether they will apologize to the American people and join us to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure.
I don't know whatever it was, he was at the big, like, the hockey rink there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how many people that holds, Grand but Rapids. You know, 10,000 or whatever. He's got a lot of people there, right? And mm-hmm. this is a big one. And you knew this was going to be this, you know, this first one out after this. So this would be a big victory lap. But then he decides, he's thinking to himself, you know, I should swear in front of these people. It's good. I'm the president of the United States. I mean, there's a lot of people who stop and go, you know, you, like when your kid does something bad and they get to go, well, the president would do it. Which, by the way, started with Bill Clinton. I would like to just point that out. That one knows more, less kids, more husbands, but whatever.
Probably true.
Yeah, but it was, but that's still an excuse. I mean, think about the way that the, you know, the last 30 years, essentially, of just kind of 40 years, if you want to count Nixon, it just kind of dismantled the whole thing. I don't understand.
Well, I think one of the things he said last night that was of local interest is when he said he was going to give $300 million to the Great Lakes restoration and help the Great Lakes. But his budget from a few weeks ago had said $30 million was what was sufficient. And now, you know, he's been cutting it year to year. I mean, for 3 years in a row, he'd cut Great Lakes funding, and now
all right,
he's
I missed
in Michigan,
a zero.
$300 million
Little mistake I made. There's a big. I don't know if there's a difference between $30 and $300 million. I hear he is talking about this. He said this before, but then he goes again last night and says this about the Washington elites.
I always say they say the elite. They're the elite. I'm not. Well, I have a better education than them. I'm smarter than them. I went to the best schools. They didn't. Much more beautiful house, much more beautiful apartment, much more beautiful everything. And I'm president and they're not, right?
Oh, no.
Nah, 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 nah.
We need some psychoanalysis of that. What is it, Ro? What's the answer?
I don't think we need psychoanalysis. I think we've got that figured out.
That was a little more than we've heard before. That one was even, I mean, what? I'm president and they're not.
Now, what about Jussie Smollett?
MAGA country. You heard the other day? How about in Chicago? He said...
Oh.
He said he was attacked by MAGA country. Did you ever hear that one? Maybe the only time I've ever agreed with the mayor of Chicago. Maybe.
Boo.
Boo,
Grand
Chicago.
Grand Rapids.
Boo,
Chicago,
Jussie.
Boo. I think I know what they're booing there in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh, hell no. I know what's in Chicago. All right.
Oh,
and,
gee.
Oh, wait, hold on. And this, I think, was a high point in American political history.
Little pencil neck Adam Schiff got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. He is not a long ball hitter. But I saw him today. Well, we don't really know. There could still have been some Russia collusion. Sick. Sick. These are sick people.
Oh,
little pencil neck. You know, that's not what he wanted to say.
No.
No.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's similar.
Not a long ball hitter. There's always a guy at the golf course. Look at that weasel over there. He ain't no long ball hitter.
It's true. It is kind of golf course humor, right? Isn't
yeah.
that is?
Right. But again, the term would not be pencil
no.
neck.
Right. I'm going to guess no.
No. All right. Now, what if the president were drunk?
They're the elite. I'm not. Well, I have a better education than them. I'm smarter than them. I went to the best schools they didn't. Much more beautiful house. Much more beautiful apartment. Much more beautiful everything. And I'm president, and they're not.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that was Kevin at the bar last night. All right.
I love that the
pencil neck Adam Schiff got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. But I saw him today. Well, we don't really know. There could still have been some Russia collusion.
That's right. I think I'm going to throw up.
His smartest line was followed by a grammatically incorrect sentence.
I think the whole thing
I
was.
Mean, come on.
I
Does it get any better than that?
All right, wait, one more? Really? All right, fine.
China!
Oh, God.
China!
We've gone up, they've gone down, but we want them to be healthy. We want them to be happy and healthy.
So, God. I mean, they're the worst neighbors ever. It's loud. So many of them. I steal stuff right out of here, right in front of us. What a good God.
Hey, how do you like the idea of one car per family? I don't think so.
I don't think
one car per family in Michigan plays too well. Do you agree? And it's got to be, of course, an electric car, even if only goes, what, 160 miles? What do you do? It's 160 miles, darling. Where do I get a charge? Where do I get a charge,
though? Oh, God. All right. Well, get to your three, your two, and your one. First, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
The Reverend Jesse Jackson says Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox did the legal and right thing by recusing herself from the Jesse Smollett case.
Then there's this week on Chicago's Best. Get ready for a Big Fat Greek episode where family and food comes first. Chicago's Best Greek Food, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Oh, Opa. That's tough.
That is tough.
That's tough right there.
I mean,
best Greek restaurants outside of Athens right here in Chicago.
No question.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about that.
I don't either. I got my favorites, but doesn't mean that they're the best. But there's a lot of competition.
Checking in at
number three.
Remember Tone Loke?
Sure.
He was detained at a Texas airport. It's the Texas International Air and Space Port. Wait, hold on a second. Do they know something we don't know? What do you mean, spaceport?
Well, you know what we're going to do. We're going to name it the spaceport so that people think that we're going to the moon.
It's the Midland International Air and Spaceport, yeah. Midland.
That's not why we called, though. He is seen engaging in a shouting match with a couple while exiting the airport. Apparently, Mr. Loke, whose real name is Anthony Smith, and the man and woman are visibly angry as they exchange words because apparently one of the people in the group was wearing, wait for it, a Confederate flag hat.
You better watch your son in a Confederate flag. I hope you feel taller than that.
You know why he can wear it? Because it's America.
He better wear that
motherfucker
out of here.
This is America.
Shut up. All of that Confederate flag.
Enough.
All that Confederate shit. All right. No, I'm not just saying, don't you gotta touch me. Oh, but you're gonna let him go.
Oh, you got arrested?
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Gee.
All right. Well. That's just let that stand by itself. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey.
I don't know. Somehow, the Rock and Roll Hall, that song and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame work together here.
Totally.
2019 induction ceremony tonight, taking place at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Got your Def Leppard.
Nice.
Right? Just heard that.
Like the Def Leppard.
Stevie Nicks, The Zombies, Roxy Music, The Cure, Radiohead, and Janet Jackson. UK rockers were eligible for induction 14 years before finally being chosen. Joe Elliott admits that after being overlooked for so long, he had bad feelings about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But now he says that's all changed, that he's been let in. Really?
For me, the whole thing turned around 360 degrees from an attitude point of view. You know, because we get information now in like microseconds on a daily basis, you see how the thing goes from, you know, you've been, you know, eligible for 13 years and people started telling us this 10 years ago and we were like getting fed up of always saying, look, you know, we don't care anymore. But then all of a sudden, 15 months ago, we got the nod that we were probably going to be nominated. And so we were like, okay.
How come the guy from Def Leppard makes more sense than the British guy from Parliament?
Eyes to the right, 286. The nose to the left,
344.
Does that hurt anybody else? Yeah, that didn't seem right.
At least the vote went in Def Leppard's favor, because they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. They get to stay.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
They've given the cowboy boot to this cowboy. Singer Lil Nas is in a genre feud and claims discrimination. This week after his viral hit, Old Town Road, was banned from the Billboard country charts for apparently not being country enough. Is that really where we are here? Swear to God. It's like, well, now, dude, I'm going to explain something to you. This old Lil Nas, no, that is not a country artist right there. We're going to take him right off. Because we're not going to let this all happen to our music.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse.
What in the hell is this crap?
He's talking about a horse. Does that qualify? This is the funniest tractor thing I've ever heard.
All right, now. All right, boys, all having a bunch of fun with us now. I understand. But y'all going to have to move along, take out the Billboard charts. Uh-huh. What the hell you think you're doing? You're not from around here now, are you, Nas?
Take it off the charts.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to...
All right, now. We're just going to clear out of here. We don't want no trouble from all y'all types. All right. Can we... Oh, my God. See?
This is what we're talking about.
See what's going on?
Yes.
Now, you see, here's the best part, is that that idiot guy from Britain, he sounded better than what we're doing here now. All right.
What they're doing is making more sense.
Here we go.
The top five at five.